Okay, so the last pasuk of the Shira, which we'll discuss in the next 2 days. Tarninu goyim amoki dama v'dav yikom in atam yashiv l'tzara v'chiper ad maso amo. There's a machokis targum and the chizkuni, what the language of Harninu is. The chizkuni, apropos Yom Trua Yelachem, which we just had, says it's milashon yulala, which is obviously the deus of Trua. So he means Harninu goyim amo, that they should have a yulala, they should start crying, kidama v'dav yikom, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to avenge all of their crimes against the Jewish people. V'nakam yashivu tzarav, right, they're the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they're the enemies of the Jewish people. V'chiper ad maso amo, we will discuss a little bit later in the week what that exactly means. Hashem will give kapara tomorrow, really, to the Jewish people, to the land of Israel. That we will discuss. So the Targum says it means shabachu amimaya ame, that the goyim should give shevach to Klal Yisrael, are puranos avdeu tzadikaya mispara, because Hashem is going again to avenge the Jewish people. For anusa yosef lisanehu, and God will avenge Himself against those who are the enemies, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi has such a beautiful comment, also going in the direction of Targum, that the nations of the world are going to praise the Jewish people. Also asman yishabchu umos Yisrael ru'u ma shavacha shel uma zo. That they achieved Dveikus Vashem. Dveikus Vashem is a mitzvah on the one hand, where Lidavik Bo, Lidavka Bo, Vosit Bakun, and of course we achieve it Al Yidei Talmidei Chachamim, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Eish Ochlahu. So it's a mitzvah to be Mizdavik Vashem, and we do that Al Yidei Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam's Chiddush is Kidei Lomo Bid Maaseihem, that we learn from them how to behave. There are other ways of going about understanding what it means. Dveikus Al Yidei Talmidei Chachamim. Sometimes their presence can be very, very elevating in its own right. Our yeshiva is learning Sefer Bamidbar this year, so the Ramban is one of his first essays in Sefer Bamidbar. Says that was the idea of the Bekudim. Why do they have to pass in front of Moshe and Aaron? He says passing in front of people like that can be an elevating experience. So the Ruvah continues to point out, in terms of the mitzvah of Dveikus Bashem, so there are two ways of thinking about it. Either, again, it's like Rabbam Lilmo and Maaseyam, you're learning specific things, or it's just like this, you know, overwhelming experience to be in the presence of God. I like to say, why choose? I mean, both of them. Okay, be that as it may, but here it's not the mitzvah of Dveikus Bashem, but Davku Bakadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense of emotionally, they would not turn their backs on him. Okay, Shadavku Bakadosh Baruch Hu, Bechol Hatlo, Sha'avro Leim Belo Azavu. Yodim hayu betuba uvishvachol. This is basically in the expression of Chazal, anachnu maminim b'nei maminim, that when things get rough, we do not abandon a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kidam avadav yikom. And now they are going to reap the rewards of that fealty, of that fidelity. Mashal ma'adav v'dameh. You have a wife whose husband is struggling, chas v'shalom, with alcoholism, and it's a terrible thing. And she's prepared to leave once, twice, three times. Not telling her what to do. She sticks with him and he gets his act together, and they go on to have decades and decades, that fidelity that was demonstrated, her belief that ultimately he could overcome, he would overcome, is rewarded. And all of the neighbors, Harninu goyim amo, they praise her because they recognize it's kolat tlaos, the dveikos. The reason I'm giving that example is v'davak v'ishto v'hayu levasar echad, that's kind of the marital image. I wanted to finish with the Rashban, who has such a beautiful comment on this pasuk, based on the shortest mizmor of Tehillim, which is mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin. Halus Adonai Kol Goyim Shabchu Kol Amim Ki Gavar Aleinu Chazdo VeEmes Adonai Liolam Haluya. The pshat of the mizmor is when they see the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem kept His promises to us, His great chesed to us, His kindness to us, so all the nations will praise Hashem. All of them will be moved by that. So the Rashbam starts off by saying that Harninu Goyim, Mokim Ohalu Es Hashem Kol Goyim, Shabchu Kol Oyim, Veminu Bo, Sharei Gavar Aleinu Chazdo, Yoser Mishara Umos. As promised, that's where there's this merging of Chesed and Emes. Hashem treats us with Chesed, but that was Emes because He's fulfilling His promise. Ulefikach Shabchu Veminu Bo, and now they see that since Hashem is Emes, Ki Gavar Aleinu Chazdo, VeEmes Hashem Yolam Haluya. So they now are starting to come around. Va'yigvar aleichem kamonu. And the opportunity, says the Rashbam, this is his chiddush, is available to all the nations of the world. Af kan harninu v'shabchu v'avdu v'chein yasa lachem im tiru v'tavdu oso. If you will have yiras Hashem and you serve Him, again, according to the Sheva Mitzvos v'nei Noach, you don't have to be exactly like us, so then you can expect the same exact thing. So what happens at the end of the Shira, now we have Minakatzav, Yadakatzav, the Chizkuni of the Yulala, because they know the Nekama is coming, the Rashbam says, Adarabba, it's an enormous opportunity which is coming for each and every one of them, because now they're going to see the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes Hashem Yolam Hallelujah, and Hashem is going to expand. Like the Pasuk in Zechariah, we said, right, so many of those themes came out over the Malchios of the Malchios that we recited on Rosh Hashanah. So instead of what happened at the beginning of the Torah, and Hashem narrowed his playing field to Avram and Zera Avram, which is us, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to interact with the rest of the world in the same way, says the Rashbam, because they're going to appreciate the MS Hashem. And again, this last line is so critical. Av Tan, you can miss it. Harninu v'shamchu v'avdu v'chein ya'aselachem. He will give you the same treatment that we were privileged to have. Im tiru, if you will have yira, v'savdu oso. In other words, what's particular to us right now could be universal. Harninu goyim amo ki dam avadav yakov v'nakav yashiva sarav v'chiprad masamo. Klal Yisrael is defined by dveikas v'Hashem through Tlos, through Puranos, that becomes a definitional feature of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Umos Ha'olam, in the end, who mocked us for that allegiance, for that fealty, for that total unwavering fidelity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will praise us the same thing. In Talmidim Yokarim, it's so often the case in life. The things that people mock you for today will be the things that they say are most impressive about you tomorrow.